Suspense. Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present tonight two stars, Mr. Charles Lawton and Miss June Havoc, in Blind Date, a suspense play produced and edited by William Spear.
Say, Hap, have you heard the one about the car that lost its head in a clutch, got its block knocked off, and hasn't had a brake since?
Slow down, Harlow. That story won't hold water.
Well, maybe not, but here's one that will. The story of the Autolite Stay Full battery. The battery that needs water only three times a year in normal car use. Autolite Stay Full batteries, with their greater liquid reserve, help to eliminate one of the major causes of battery failure.
Still more, Harlow?
I'll say, Hap. Autolite Stay Full batteries have extra protection with fiberglass retaining mats for longer life. Why, in tests conducted according to SAE life cycle standards, Autolite Stay Full batteries give 70% longer average life than batteries without the Stay Full features. So, folks, get an Autolite Stay Full battery. And remember, you're always right with Autolite. Oh, and a reminder, Suspense on television may be seen in many parts of the country every Tuesday night.
And now, with Blind Date and with the performances of Charles Lawton and June Havoc, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
The DeMarcos and Mamie had said goodbye. That left me alone backstage. I'm always late anyway. Eight acts on the bill, and I'm always the last to leave the theater. Say, just what do you mean coming into a lady's dressing room without knocking?
Hi, cutie.
I never heard of a call boy who didn't know how to say, are you decent?
Oh, relax, relax. Take it easy. We can't all be double-jointed.
All right, what do you want?
He's outside.
Who is outside?
Some John you won't like says he's got a date with you. Oh, baby, you're closing tonight. Tomorrow you'll be in far-off Detroit. Then you'll wish you'd done the loop with me once. Come on, let you and me do our own circuit tonight.
I have a date, thank you.
Oh.
Now, will you go out and tell him to come in, if you please?
You can do better than him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Me. You know, you got real talent, honey. You need somebody to watch out for you. In the profession, I mean. Now, what's a cute little trick like you taking fourth billing to a lot of hoofers? Oh, Gloria, baby, this is your last night.
I told you before, I don't like to be touched by you or anybody else.
Hey, I'm beginning to think you mean it.
Get out of here.
Okay, okay. Your stage door, Johnny, ain't gonna be no improvement. Believe me.
The idea, the very idea. Doggone it, where did I put that? Oh.
I believe I'm on time. The clock on the Wrigley Tower has just struck 11. I'm Vincent Hawthorne.
Oh, yes,
I'm... She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies.
Huh? Come again?
I'm not what you expected, of course.
Well,
not.
Won't you come in, Mr.
Hawthorne.
Here, let me take your hat, Mr. Hawthorne.
You.
I'll only be a minute. I'm leaving Chicago. I close tonight, you know. Detroit tomorrow. I was elated, packing and all. I'm not quite dressed. Props, anyway.
A theatrical trunk. This is a big thrill to me. Gloria LeFay. Theater. Rush. Gloria LeFay. Trends in bends.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, well, this is my first experience in meeting an artist.
Well, really?
Gloria. It's a lovely name, Gloria. It fits you. You're a very lovely girl.
Well, I...
She had a woman's mouth with all its pearls complete. And for her eyes, what could such eyes do there but weep and weep that they were born so fair?
Huh? Well, it's something of your own.
I only wish it were. That's a narrative poem of Keats about a woman who turned into a serpent.
Well, gee, that's a cheerful little earful, I must say. And what do you got there?
That's a flower, a rose for you, here.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, I like roses.
I thought it'd look nice in your hair, Gloria.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks. Thanks a lot. That's real nice.
For your hair, yes.
Thanks. Okay.
And this. Now, this is something for both of us.
Is that whiskey?
No, hardly. It's wine. It's Chablis. It has a fine bouquet. Should lend a note of cheer to our little dressing room.
Hmm?
And two glasses. Gee, I thought of everything.
Fine
wine should always be sipped from crystal, don't you think?
I planned on going out and then...
Oh, yes, certainly, but I thought...
I'll only be a minute. I'll finish dressing behind the screen. Say, Mr. Hawthorne.
Oh, yes?
What's your first name?
Vincent, my dear.
Oh, it's Say, Vincent.
Oh, thank you.
Vincent, just so we get everything clear on both sides, it's a funny situation, you see, because I don't quite know
how. Are you concerned because we are having what is called a blind date?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're in my mind. I just wanted it to be understood on both sides that I am not in the habit.
Of course not.
But lately, I've been thinking that after all, how is an artiste like myself, who spent practically all of her life training for a profession and then finally goes out on the road since vaudeville's coming back now, you know, how's she ever going to meet people? Yeah. You get the point?
Certainly. Of course, I understand that completely. We'll just have our little midnight supper.
I was coming to that. All. When I was a little girl... Say, by the way, did you ever catch an act called Diane?
Diane? I'm not positive.
You'd hardly have forgotten her if you had. Diane was my mother.
Oh, indeed. She was an
acrobatic dancer. Yeah. It's almost entirely her act that I'm doing.
Really?
Well, when we were playing Chicago once, when I was a little girl, we went to a little restaurant off the Gold Coast, which enjoyed largely theatrical clientele. Mm-hmm. It's called Gregory's. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd go there. Are you game, Mr. Hawthorne?
It sounds delightful. you say that your mother is dead?
Yes. Diane died 3 months ago.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry, my dear.
Well, thanks. I'm so sorry. They say the food...
You were very close to your mother, weren't you? She was an artiste, too. And she taught you how to accomplish all of those remarkable feats that you've been performing on the stage.
Diane taught me everything I know.
It's really remarkable what you do at the end of your act, when you stand on that chair and bend all the way back so slowly and then take the goblet of wine with your teeth and drink it.
Well, thank you. I've worked hard. Of course, either you are double-jointed or you're not.
Of course. What did she die of?
You might say that when vaudeville began to die, mother began to die,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It wasn't the money, but with radio, and... You see, you have to see a dancer, and radio...
In view of those circumstances, you could almost say that your mother was, murdered.
Say, where do you live?
I was born in London.
London! We were thinking about playing Australia once.
London is a great many miles from Australia,
Gee,
Gloria.
I'd sure like to get over to London. They say Australia's
London
great.
Is a very lonely place.
Palladium, I'll bet that's the biggest...
It's full of lonely people.
Oh, say, let's not...
The world is full of lonely people, Gloria. In your short lifetime, has that fact come to your attention?
Well, really, that kind of talk can ruin an evening. If you're going to talk like that, I don't know about us. Well, here we... Hey, what are you doing? Put away that knife.
I'm just opening our bottle, Gloria.
Oh, I told you, I don't want to drink here. I want to go to Gregory's. Come on. Come on, let's put the show on the road.
Well, here's one for the road. A little glass of wine will do us both good.
No. I don't like the looks of that knife. Nobody needs a knife that big to open a bottle with.
This is a trick knife, see? You press the little button and the knife's gone, just like that, disappears into the handle.
Well, I don't like it. People get hurt with knives.
No, no, you're wrong. You're wrong about that. People get... A knife's a very handy instrument.
Oh.
A good knife is hard to find. A good knife is a friend, Gloria. The only friend you can depend on sometimes. They say steel is cold, but it's really warm. It's warm as the human body.
Well, just for your information, I don't like your knife, and while we're at it, I don't think I like you either.
I'm sorry, Gloria. I'm sorry that my knife frightened you.
I don't know. I think maybe you'd better go. And
please, Gloria, don't be angry with me. I'm most anxious to take you to Gregory's, where you once went with your mother many, many years ago.
I don't know. I think...
We'll have something that you didn't have at that time, champagne.
Oh, well,
a quiet corner by candlelight, there'll be music.
See... What does a girl do when she draws a gentleman like you, huh?
Why, she has a little glass of wine to celebrate. Good, here we go.
You haven't said anything about my dress.
It's one for you.
Thanks.
One for me.
All right. Here's to a pleasant evening, Vincent.
No, Gloria. Here's to us.
Well, okay, then. Here's to us.
Ah, yeah, that's a little better.
Look nice. Vincent, I'd like to ask you a personal question.
Certainly.
What does somebody like you do for a living?
Oh, I was a part of Rembrandt and Silvers.
Yeah? Sounds like a Soft shoe act.
No, they're wine merchants.
Oh. Why?
Gloria, when you bend back like you do and you drink out of that glass, is that wine you drink?
Oh, of course not. That's only colored water.
Oh. Did you know that the cork in the bottle is sometimes more expensive than the wine itself?
Oh, you don't say.
Yes, it's imported from Spain, you know. That's what costs the money, you see.
Hmm. What?
You know, another thing I have wondered about. Is it true that it's bad luck to whistle in a dressing room?
Oh, that's silly. That's a chorus girl superstition. Artists say they don't worry about that.
Oh, I see. I'm most grateful that you answered my note this afternoon.
Vincent, why did you send the note to me with those six beautiful Cardoza sisters on the same bill?
I thought them very ordinary girls. They weren't the least beautiful, if not beautiful like you.
No? Well, no.
What made you answer my note?
I had three birds this morning.
Birds?
Uh-huh. Tea leaves.
Oh, yes.
That means good luck, you know. Yes. And then when I got your note, naturally I took it to Mamie. She does handwriting, too.
Bennett.
And she said, you must be a fine gentleman. And otherwise, I wouldn't have answered you because I've never had a blind date before.
Then I'm most grateful to Mamie.
Well, I... Well, I think it's about time we left.
Oh, I don't know, Gloria. I see that you have a portable phonograph.
Right,
you travel with that.
It's an old one. It's no good. It doesn't work too well. I've got to have it fixed.
I'm very fond of music, Gloria. Well, what have you got?
It doesn't work,
well,
honestly.
Let's try one before we leave.
Hey, Mister, look now.
What about this one, Moonlight Madonna? Why, that's the music you use in your act.
It's
just play it.
I told you that phonograph doesn't work. Oh, come on. Why didn't you?
Well, you're wrong, Gloria. I see that. That works fine.
Oh.
You see.
All right, now, come on, I've finished my drink. Let's go.
Could we have another one and listen to the record?
No. I've had enough, and you've had enough, too, so let's
Must
get
you wear that fur piece?
For your information, Mr. Wise Guy, this fur piece was given to Diane by Mr. Nat Kalsheim of the Morris office and is practically unobtainable on today's market. You just can't get it nowadays. I can wear this anywhere at all.
What I mean, Gloria, is that it doesn't do you justice. Nothing is beautiful enough for a girl with lips.
Don't you touch me.
Oh.
Don't you ever touch me, see?
You shouldn't have done that.
When I was a little girl, one night I was standing in the wings watching Diane, and a stagehand kissed me on the neck, and I just... Well, he's still carrying the scar on his forehead. I took the heel of my shoe, and I hit him. And listen, don't you ever try to touch me again, see? Never. Come on now, we had our wine, and it's a quarter after 11, and we're going to go. We're going right now, do you understand?
We didn't hear the rest of this record, Gloria.
You get out. You get out of my dressing room.
I do not want to leave yet, Gloria.
I'll show you, Hey, what are you...
It's no use, I have the key.
You have... Bill!
Bill is the name of the stage doorman that I met coming in. Yeah. A liberal gratuity, a gentle hint, and he obligingly left you and me alone. Gloria.
And there we were. In the dressing room, backstage in that empty theater. Mr. Hawthorne, his knife, and me.
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Charles Lawton and Miss June Havoc in Blind Date, tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Hey, Hap, listen to this. A letter from my old Arab pal, Hassan Ben Aud, the Karachi camel keeper. Dear Harlow, he says, you win wager. I now have a dozen droopy dromedaries dying for a drink.
What was the wager, Harlow?
Oh, I bet him Autolite Stay Full batteries could go without water longer than his camels.
Oh, no.
Why, sure. And it's like taking candy from a kid. Those Autolite Stay Full batteries need water only three times a year. And what's more...
More?
Sure. Autolite Stay Full batteries have more power, are packed with potent pep and punch. More life. Autolite Stay Full batteries gave 70% longer average life in recent tests based on SAE life cycle standards compared to batteries without the Stay Full features.
Is that all?
No, there's more. More life insurance. Autolite Stay Full batteries have a fiberglass retaining mat safeguarding every positive plate. So get an Autolite Stay Full battery. Remember, you're always right with Autolite.
And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Charles Laughton and June Havoc in Blind Date, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Get out of my dressing room.
There is no reason to be afraid of me, Gloria. You take your wine and sit down and listen to the music. Here.
I don't want it!
Now, why did you do that?
Because I don't want to have another drink here. I want to leave. Unlock that door.
Now, don't you be impatient, Gloria. We'll leave in a minute.
Well, why can't we leave now? I want to get out for some fresh air.
You aren't frightened?
No, I'm not.
Why are you...
You promised to take me to Gregory's for supper. I've done 4 shows a day for 6 days, and I'd like to relax, and tomorrow I've got to go...
Of course you would.
Listen, I'll even change my fur piece, Mr. Hawthorne. Vincent.
You know, Gloria, loneliness is a terrible thing. You can wander in a city of 1 million people and yet have no one to speak with. And you wander and you think there is no cure for loneliness. And there is a cure. Well, as I watched you there dancing on the stage, I knew that loneliness has a cure. Just a simple kiss will banish loneliness forever.
Well, you're not going to kiss me. I'll tell you that much. I don't care how lonely you are. And I'm sick of this record, too. I wish I'd never answered your note, I'll tell you that much.
But you did answer it, and here we are.
Well, a girl can make a mistake,
No, Gloria,
you know.
You didn't make a mistake. I'm a humble man, and I apologize to you.
Unlock the door.
I have been studying you, Gloria, ever since I came into the dressing room tonight. There is more to you than just a pretty face.
Oh, that kind of talk doesn't impress me. That kind of talk will get you exactly nowhere. Unlock the door.
Now, what if I told you that you'd successfully passed the test? I really have been testing
it. Oh, yes.
Yeah, when first I saw you 6 days ago, I knew there was a lot more to you than just a pretty face, and that's why I've been to see you dance every day. I wanted to make sure, and I came here tonight to test you.
Well, what do you mean
by... When I tried to kiss you, that was the test. I had to find out what you were like. A man has to be careful, too, about a girl, I mean. And when you wouldn't let me kiss you, I knew you were someone that I could...
Yeah, I don't get you at all. Now you're almost as if you were going to cry.
I have a confession, Gloria. I have cried a great deal in my life.
Really? Have you really?
A very great deal.
Huh. Well, then, look, now that I've passed your test, you know what kind of a girl I am, don't you?
I know exactly what kind of a girl you are, Gloria.
All right, and then we understand
perfectly,
each other.
And I know you and you know me.
All right, then, come on, let's put the show on the road.
There is just one thing.
What?
It's your dress.
What? So now it's my dress, is it?
Yes.
First it was my fur piece, and now it's my dress.
It's a very, very beautiful dress, but before we go out, I would like to see you for the last time in the costume you wear for your act.
Oh, you would. Just what do you think?
I like the green one best with the golden spotlight.
Well, it's not here. I've already sent the trunk to the station.
I don't believe that. What's this, then?
That's my other trunk.
You give me the key, will you?
I will not.
All right, then I'll open it my own way.
Put the knife away, will you?
I told you, Gloria, a knife is a very handy instrument. It's a very handy instrument to have.
Stop that, will you? Stop that. You're going to break the lock. Get away from that trunk.
Don't you do that. Don't you ever try to take my knife away from me. Don't you ever try to take my knife away from me. I ask you to do a simple little thing. I ask you to wear your costume for me because you look very pretty in it. A simple thing like that would take only a minute of your time. You say it's packed and shipped, and I don't think it is. I'm going to find out whether it is.
No,
I am going to find out. There, I got it. And here's the dress right on top, your beautiful green costume.
I won't put it on now, do you hear me? I won't put it on for you or for anybody else. And on top of everything else, you've broken my trunk. Well, I just had that luck.
Go behind that screen and put it on.
I will not.
Go on.
All right. I'll put it on.
That's a good girl. You know, Gloria, I didn't mean anything by showing you my knife. It's only just that I want to see you. I want to see you exactly as you look when you're performing on the stage. You're so beautiful, Gloria. Your eyes are green. greener than the sea. You're so lovely.
And all that isn't going to make me forget that knife or what you've done, either.
I'm just a humble man. I'm a human being, the same as you are, but I'm only lonely, Gloria. I'm terribly, unendurably lonely.
You've got friends, all right.
How does that go? I have no friends, said Lamia, no, not one. My presence in wide Corinth hardly known. My parents' bones are in their dusty urns, sepulchred where no kindly incense burns. Seeing all their luckless race are dead, save me.
Oh,
and I neglect the holy rite for thee. Have you put on the costume?
Yeah. Well, now, here it is. All right, now, you take your look, Mr. Hawthorne. Just... Well?
Well, it's lovely. It is.
All right, then I can... Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, how can you perform without music?
Perform?
Why else would I ask you to put on your costume? You're going to dance for me.
I'm not putting on a special act for anybody.
You can't imagine the effect that this has on me. It is the way you twist and turn slowly and silently, so slow, so lovely. And so alone. Oh, so very much alone.
Alone? How could I be alone in a theater full of people?
You can be alone in a city of a million people. You had no one in that theater, Gloria, even though it was crowded. And now here in your dressing room, you have me to watch you, and you can perform for me alone.
Oh. Hey, what's the idea of turning off the lights?
All but the ones around your mirror. You see, that's your spotlight. You're on stage now. That's for me and no one else. Don't you scream again. Don't you scream, whatever you do. That upsets me.
Look, Vincent, if I do my act for you, if I do it just the way I do it on the stage, only this time just for you, if I do it for you like that, will you please go away?
Yes, Gloria, that's all I want you to do. I just want you to do it as if you were on the stage.
All right, then. Sure.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's graceful. Oh, that's so graceful. Turn and twist. Now down. Sorry. Go slowly. Sorry. Why can't you do that for me? Why you went clumsy in the theater when all those other people were watching?
I'm sorry, honest. I'm sorry. It's such a small room, and when I do my kicks, I can't...
Never mind. You go on, will you?
No,
go on.
No.
That's right. Oh, slowly. Please remember to do it slowly.
I don't know what you're going to do, and I don't know what it is. I just can't go on to my act anymore. I can't do it. I'm a decent, self-respecting girl, and I accepted your invitation. I thought you were going to be nice because of your handwriting. You've got me so scared. I don't know what you do or say. I just can't see the breeze. Why can't you go away? Why don't you get out of my dressing room and leave me alone? I hate you. I hate you.
You hate me. You hate me. I knew that when I came in that door tonight that you hated me, and I'm accustomed to being hated. And let me tell you something. Every girl with a nice dress and a pretty face hates me, Gloria. I don't care anymore. I was lonely. I went to the theater. I saw you there on the stage. I thought you were beautiful. I thought if I could see you alone in the same costume, that if you wear it just for me and perform just for me, that I wouldn't be lonely anymore. That'd be enough. But it isn't enough.
No, don't. Don't you come near me. Don't you touch me.
A kiss is the cheapest thing in the world.
No.
Now, kiss means nothing to you. To me, it means everything. Kiss would cure my loneliness, Gloria.
I'll never kiss you. I think you will.
I think you will.
My knife. Oh, please.
Now then, just tilt your head back. That's right. Now.
Vincent, darling.
What you say?
I said, what, darling.
Why did you say that?
What would you say if I really kissed you,
what
do you mean? I mean, you said a kiss means everything to you. Do you want me to really kiss you?
I can't believe
it. Oh, I'd kiss you. Really, I would, but...
What?
No, I'm afraid of your knife.
Do you actually want to kiss me?
Yes, I guess. But the knife's scarce
me. Oh, I never meant to use that, Gloria. Here, you take it. Now.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Kill! What have I done? What have I done? Oh, what have I done? Well, they've been looking for him ever since he left London. They knew all about him. So they let me go. Self-defense. Loneliness is a terrible thing, he said. Well, no matter how lonesome I get, I'll never have another blind date as long as I live.
Suspense, presented by Autolite. Tonight's stars, Charles Lawton and June Havoc, in Blind Date.
Mr. Lawton, if you'll release Miss Havoc from your clutches, I'd like to get her in mine.
From clutches to cliches.
Well, we might say that, yes, Mr.
All right,
Lawton.
Mr. Wilcox, I'll do that. But I may say that it's being done with a great deal of reluctance, June.
Thank you. Mr. Wilcox, I'll bet you want me to tell you about the Autolite Stay Full battery in my car, right?
I surely do, June. What is the woman's slant?
Well, Harlow, women are traditionally supposed to be unaware of an automobile's innards. However, I'm one who wants to know what's in my car.
Well, more women should, for more women drive cars today than ever before.
And an Autolite Stay Full battery is my insurance that I'll get to the studio and other appointments on schedule. I get a hurry call, step on the starter, and I'm off.
June, you've got the best car starting insurance there is with an Autolite Stay Full battery. It's made by Autolite, makers of over 400 other products for cars, trucks, airplanes, and boats in 28 Autolite plants from coast to coast. Autolite also makes complete electrical systems for many makes of America's finest cars. Batteries, spark plugs, generators, starting motors, coils, distributors. All engineered to fit together perfectly, work together perfectly, because they're a perfect team. So, friends, don't accept electrical parts that are supposed to be as good. Ask for and insist on Autolite, original factory parts, at your neighborhood service station, car dealer, garage, or repair shop. Remember, you're always right with Autolite. Next Thursday, for Suspense, Van Johnson will be our star. The play is called Defense Rests, and it is, as we say,
a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Tonight's Suspense play was produced and edited by William Spear and directed by Norman MacDonald. Music for Suspense is composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Bluskin. Blind Date was a radio play by E. Jack Newman and Harrison Negley. During the next 10 weeks, Charles Lawton will appear at Eastern universities and concert halls, reading from his favorite books. June Havoc will soon be seen starring in the Universal International picture, The Story of Molly X. In the coming weeks, you will hear such stars as Edward Arnold, Betty Davis, and Victor Mature. Don't forget, next Thursday, same time, Autolite will present Suspense, starring Van Johnson.
You can buy Autolite Stay-Full batteries, Autolite resistor spark plugs, Autolite electrical parts at your neighborhood Autolite dealers. Switch to Autolite. Good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.